We begin the study of the tractate, the Masechta of Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to begin with the first Mishnah. You'll be learning a number of new things about Rosh Hashanah that you may not have known until now. So the first Mishnah, I'm going to be reading in the Hebrew and then translating and explaining. Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, not just one. The first is Be'echad B'Nisan, on the first day of the month of Nisan. The month of Nisan is the month when we celebrate Pesach. Pesach is celebrated on the 15th day of the month. The first day of the month of Nisan is actually a Rosh Hashanah, a new year. A new year for what? La'malachim v'la'regalim, for kings and for holidays. This means that if a Jewish king was appointed to be king even a day before the month of Nisan, then once the month of Nisan begins and we sign legal documents, the way they would refer to years would be referring to the amount of years in the reign of the whatever king who was a king at that time. So if the king started his reign 2 days before or 1 day before the month of Nisan, then after the month of Nisan, they would sign documents as it being the second day of the reign of the king, because the first day of the month of Nisan begins a new year for kings. It also begins a new year for holidays. We know that there are three primary holidays that the Torah speaks about, which are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And so they follow that order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And so this becomes relevant if someone made a vow to bring a donation sacrifice to the temple, that you have up to a year or up to three holidays to bring this sacrifice. So if someone makes this vow to bring a sacrifice the day after Pesach, then we do not consider it to be a year until we have three of these holidays in the consecutive order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So that would give him much longer time to fulfill his vow. He'd be able to, being that he's making the vow right after Pesach, he can pass Shavuos, Sukkot, and then the next year start beginning the counting of the three holidays, at the end of which he would be obligated to fulfill his vow. The first day of the month of Elul, Be'echad Be'elul, the first day of the month of Elul, is a Rosh Hashanah, L'Ma'aser Behema, is a Rosh Hashanah, a new year, for the tithing of animals. One is obligated to give one out of every 10 of animals that are born to them to be brought to the temple as a sacrifice. Now, you are only allowed to tithe, take an animal and use it as one-tenth of your animals to bring as a sacrifice for the animals born during the very same year. So you cannot tithe. I cannot take an animal that was born last year and use it as a tithing for the animals born this year. Well, when does the year begin to be calculated from? That is the first day of the month of Elul. The month of Elul is the month right before Rosh Hashanah as we know it, the beginning of the new year as we know it. The month before the Rosh Hashanah as we know it is the month of Elul. And that first day of that month is the Rosh Hashanah for tithing. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon argue with the Tana Kama, the main author of the Mishnah, and they say Be'echad B'Tishrei, that actually for the tithing of animals, we follow the first day of the month of Tishrei as the Rosh Hashanah for them, the beginning of the new year for them. The first day of the month of Tishrei is the day that we call Rosh Hashanah as we know it. And now the Mishnah continues, Be'echad B'Tishrei, on the first day of the month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, it's the Rosh Hashanah, the new year for years. That's why our calendar starts on that day, on the first day of Tishrei. V'lashmitin, and for the sabbatical year, we know that in Israel we would follow a seven-year cycle, and the seventh year would always be a sabbatical year where the Torah prohibits us from working the land. And so those years, the sabbatical, the seven-year cycles, those years start their counting on the first day of the month of Tishrei. And Vilayovlos, and for the Jubilee year. The Jubilee year is a one out of every 50 years. That means after seven cycles of sabbatical years, which equals 49, so the 50th year is a Jubilee year, which has special laws regarding it. That also is counted beginning the 50 years would begin counting on the month of Tishrei, and every year, the first day of Tishrei, would begin a new year. And it continues and says, it's also the new year, Lanetia, for planting trees, Vlayarakos, and for vegetables. That means that there are certain laws regarding trees. One law is that you're not allowed to eat from a fruit tree that was planted any fruit that grow during the first 3 years. How do we determine those years? Well, if you plant a tree 45 days or earlier before Rosh Hashanah, which the Rosh Hashanah for trees is the same Rosh Hashanah we observe for years, the first day of Tishrei. And so that means 45 days gives it the ability to take root. Then those 45 days are considered to be their first year. And then the first day of Tishrei begins its second year. And the following year, the first day of Tishrei will begin its third year. Regarding vegetables, again, regarding the tithing of vegetables, the first day of the month of Tishrei tells us a new year for vegetables is beginning, and any vegetables grown after this day cannot be used as tithing for the crops that grew, vegetables that grew last year. And then we have last Rosh Hashanah is Be'echad B'Tishrei, Be'echad B'Shvat, the first day of the month of Shvat. The first day of the month of Shvat, that's in the middle of the winter. That is the month before Adar, which is the month in which we celebrate Purim. And on the first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, is the Rosh Hashanah for the tree. These are the words of Kedivrei Beis Shammai, according to the opinion of the school of Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, the school of Hillel, says, Bechamisha Aserbo, that the new year for trees is actually the 15th of the month of Shvat, which is actually when we celebrate it. We call it Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of the month of Shvat. And it's the month, it's the Rosh Hashanah for trees, meaning that if someone is tithing their fruit, because we're obligated to give a certain percentage of our fruit to the Levi and to the Kohen, so then the you cannot tithe from one year to for the previous year. So the new year for fruit begins on Tu B'Shvat. Any fruit that grow after the 15th of the month of Shvat, you can use for tithing for that year, but you cannot use for the tithing of the previous year.